Saturday edition, and you can take control of the airwaves toll-free, 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line, as we launch into hour number three of the show. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features there are completely free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. Let's go right into your phone calls and start things out with Paula in Florida. Paula, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello.
Hi, guys.
Hey, what's on your mind?
Got some good news for you.
Yeah.
We got the surveillance bill stopped.
Yeah, who's really heard about that? Paula and her house
I called them. I called so many reps, and I told them, I said, and also called the U.S. Attorney General's office, too, and I told them, I said, you do it again. I said, you're not going to have a job.
There you go.
Whoa, get serious. And now, what is this bill you're talking about?
It's a surveillance bill.
I see.
That they want to listen to everybody.
It was
apparently the Protect America Act.
Portions of it were sunsetting or something. Yeah.
It's unconstitutional. Anyway, Hoyer got in there and told him we had a constitution and that we have other ways. We don't need surveillance. We have a lot of other ways we can do what we got to do.
So how was it? I mean, was it defeated soundly? Was it a close call?
Oh, yeah. Nancy came in there on the floor and said, we took an oath when we came into office. We're going to protect our constitution. Because I told her, I said, you won't have a job either. I said, if you keep this up. And I said, I told him I called the U.S. Attorney General's office. And I told him, I said, you will send somebody to their office to make sure they leave their office.
Well, that's nice news, Paula. But all it really does is just says that they've essentially held the line on the current police state that we have. And they haven't expanded it further. It's not really a win. It's just protecting the status quo.
I'll take my wins where we can get
them. Well, the thing is, we have a constitution that they're supposed to go by.
They are.
They are supposed
and
to go by.
And they violated the law, and they violated also with the gun bill. And I sent GW a note, and I said, why did you sign an unconstitutional bill?
Did he send you one back?
Oh, I get messages from him.
Do you really?
TV when he comes on.
Does he leave you a voicemail?
When he comes on TV, he'll give me a message when he's talking. He'll say something.
Really?
Does he, like, tug on his ear like Carol Burnett used to?
Huh?
Does he tug in his ear like Carol Burnett used to?
No, uh-uh. He'll say something like when I sent him over to Israel to get this fighting stopped over there.
Mm-hmm.
And so I told him, I said, look, I said, you're the king of Israel. I said, you're on the throne. I said, your word is the last word on it. And I said, is what you need to do is put Olmert and this Avigdor Lieberman before the royal court, prosecute him, and put him before a firing squad.
How will we know the next time, if we're watching George Bush, how will we know that he's sending a message to you, Paula?
Well, it's just according to, you know, I'll let you know if I I'll shoot him out three times.
But I want to know if I'm, not that I ever watched the guy because he's disgusting to me, just like any politician, but if I'm happen to be catching a news clip of George Bush speaking, what will the keywords be? How will I know that he's speaking specifically to you?
Okay, I'll give you for instance, okay?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I told him, like, if he brought this North American Union, I said, our family fought for this country. We brought the Civil War to save this country. And I said, you do this. And I said, I'll bring another one.
You? And it was you that was behind the Civil War, Paula?
No, my family brought it.
How dare they? Because
anyway,
they didn't save the country. No, I'm being facetious, Paula, but they didn't save the country. They saved the Union, and it wasn't worth saving.
There's more to it than what you know.
Really?
There you go. Everybody, there was a lot kept from everybody.
Thanks for the call tonight, Paula. We appreciate it as always.
I wanted to ask her about the possibility of her being the wisest woman.
She'll call next week. 1-800-259-9231. We got to go to Seth in Virginia. You're on Free Talk Live, Seth. Seth?
Hey, guys.
Hey, what's on your mind?
Great to talk to you. Hey, I wanted one thing before I get to what I want to talk about. If Lou has any doubts about why we shouldn't have an FEC, all I need to do is listen to that last call. Paula's controlling the FEC.
There you go.
She's in control of everything.
That's right. But that always amazes me. People want to control the people they don't like, and they never realize that these government agencies are bought and sold, controlled by other people. But
sure, it's, you know, I mean, the kind of money that they toss around in the stock market. I mean, the incredible amount of figures. You don't think that people in the FEC are bought off?
Yeah, it's
right.
Crazy.
Government
to believe
power
that.
Will be bought, either on the black market or not. And
absolutely.
The only way to deal with it is to get rid of the government power.
Exactly, because if power exists, people who are in search of it will seek it out. It does not go to good folks who are just angelic and are going to treat people right. It goes to people that want to wield power, and those people tend to be sick sadist freaks.
Yeah. But, hey, I wanted to respond to JC, who called in last night to say he joined the Free State Project.
Yeah.
And he had a specific concern. He said he was just worried about it, the fact that there might not be as many people like him. And I always find it funny because I hear this concern from so many different types of people, but, I mean, from all across the spectrum. But, when he was just, I just wanted to let him know, when he was describing himself, he sounded very similar to me. So at least there's two of us. And I know there's, I know I work with, you know, a few of the people in the Free State Project. I know there's a lot of people who are not, I wouldn't call them conservatives, but I would call them libertarians who care about issues that, you know, they care about all issues, but the focus would be on things like economic liberties, low taxes, low spending, gun rights.
I have to say there are a lot of those people here in New Hampshire, both New Hampshire natives as well as Free State Project members. So to, just to back you up, I see it all over the place.
And I mean, obviously the Free State Project has a lot of left libertarians as well. I mean, there's a guy we got, Matt Simon, who's doing a great job trying to end prohibition in New Hampshire. So got people from all over the spectrum.
Excellent, Seth. So when are you coming up to New Hampshire?
Oh, after law school. So maybe after 2009 sometime.
All right, man.
2010, hopefully.
Well, very good. Best of luck, and we'll look forward to seeing you then. And thank you for the call tonight. 800-259-9231. Of course, the Free State Project. Mark, you and myself are both members.
Mm-hmm.
We moved into to New Hampshire a year and a half ago as part of the Free State Project. We're early movers. The movement is, it's a great movement. The idea is to move 20,000 liberty-loving individuals all to New Hampshire in order for them to get active for liberty. And that means different things. It means people that are working inside the system in the world of politics. It means people that are working in the marketplace doing market-based activities as well.
I have some friends that I that are helping me build my house, and they consider it activism helping to build houses for people that have moved here.
Yeah.
You know, and it is. It's a powerful form of activism. And, you know, I can't thank them enough.
1-800-259-9231. There's an amazing sense of camaraderie, a sense of community between Free State Project members that have moved here. And, of course, also a lot of the people, the New Hampshire natives, really appreciate the fact that we're here now because they feel like they've been invaded for years from people from Massachusetts. They like to call them massholes up here. But they feel like they've been invaded for years in these Massachusetts residents. Now, sure, some of them are good people, but a number of them have come here and brought their big government ideas.
Sure, they wanted to get away from the government that, you know, the intrusive taxes and the big government in Massachusetts. And now when they get here, well, they want to, you know, they want to do the same thing.
They want to make it like Massachusetts, and we don't care for that so much. So things are very interesting up here. We hope you go to freestateproject.org to look more into that as we go to your phone calls and talk to Ziggy on the amp line in the UK. Ziggy.
Hi, guys. Ryan, I think I have reached the last straw with this government. Basically, there's a new proposal that smokers will have to pay a £10 permit, that's $20, get a letter from the doctor, and present an ID to get tobacco products.
How many? Wait a minute. £10 per year?
Yeah.
So you have to go to the doctor to get the permit?
Yeah.
And you have to get what, an examination? What does it require if you...
Well, basically you need a letter from the doctor to say that it wouldn't cause any... if you have stuff like diabetes or emphysema, I don't know what else, that basically you would basically the doctor would have to say that you've got serious ailments which smoking would affect.
So if you can't smoke unless you're healthy enough to smoke?
Yeah.
That's the nuttiest thing I've ever heard. I think everybody's pretty clear that smoking's not that good for you, and I don't know that anybody's healthy enough to smoke.
But, I mean, this is a long line of things from, you know, so-called progressives who are just fascists. They're health fascists.
Mm-hmm.
They think they know what's best for you. They want to tell you what to eat, what to take into your body, which is an infringement of basic human rights.
Yeah.
Well, you know where this is going, right?
I have had... enough. I am fuming, and you've never heard me angry before, but it might just seem a minor thing to some people, and of course, most people are not smokers anymore.
Freedom's never a minor thing, Ziggy. Freedom is never a minor thing.
You know, but the thing is, you know, the fact that you have to present ID, you know, you're going to have an ID card.
Right, well, this is the scariest part, the idea that if you're walking down the street smoking a cigarette, this new law could make it so the police could just stop you. And Ziggy, thank you for the call tonight. It could make it so the police could just stop you and demand to see your smoker's permit. And if you don't have a smoker's permit, well, guess where you're going to go?
Woe unto you.
800-259-9231, and who knows what kind of doors that will open for more government control. Once they have this concept of a smoker's permit, how about fatty foods permit? More on the way. This is your show. It is Free Talk Live. You bring up anything.
Imagine for a moment that everyone trusted you. you would sell more, love more, and accomplish more than you ever imagined. Scientists have discovered the human hormone oxytocin increases people's trust in each other. Now with Liquid Trust, you can harness this power. Buy Liquid Trust now at 800-507-3718 or on the web at liquidtrustspray.com. Use code FTL to get free shipping.
Call 800-507-3718 or liquidtrustspray.com.
George Phillies is the right candidate for president, a serious, well-educated candidate who stands for the basic principles of liberty and the basic principles of this nation. You know the old adage, if you keep doing the same thing, you will get the same results. The choice this election year is simple, more of the same or real change. For peace, prosperity, and liberty, go to www.phillies2008.org.
Paid for by Phillies 2008. This is George Phillies, Libertarian for President. I approved of this message.
Ladies and gentlemen, Abigail's Attic. Tactio is the most exciting advance in media entertainment to come along in 50 years. Imagine not only hearing your favorite music, but also feeling it. Far beyond listening with just your ears, Tactio allows you to actually feel the music you're listening to. Tactio enhances and amplifies all the sensations that we enjoy when we listen to music. Just plug in your media player into Tactio and experience the most unbelievable sensation of energy and vitality while you feel the music rush through your body. You have to feel it to believe it. Call 888-891-1122. That's 888-891-1122. Or visit tactio.com. That's TACTIO.com. Keep listening to GCN for information on future Abigail's Attic concerts featuring Tactio and learn how you can save 50% on your Tactio purchase. Tactio is a registered trademark of JW Labs, makers of Rice Instruments since 1987.
Have you ever had a diet fail because you were hungry all the time?
If you have, don't worry. It's not your fault. It's almost impossible to lose weight if you're always hungry. Hi, I'm Scott Johnson.
And I'm Steve Bostick. We're the creators of Right Size Smoothies. The secret is a cutting-edge appetite manager called Appamine.
It's in the smoothie. You drink the smoothie, it knocks out your appetite, it helps you burn more calories than you take in safely and without being hungry.
And that's what leads to weight loss. I just talked to someone who ordered Right Size. Her name is Ann, and she's already lost 17 pounds.
Because it's such a great product, we're going to do something crazy here. We're going to let you try Right Size Smoothies free for 2 full weeks.
Just call within the next 15 minutes and our operators are going to tell you how you can try our smoothies free. See how it works for you, and either you lose the weight or you'll never pay for them.
Call within the next 15 minutes for your free trial of Right Size Smoothies. 1-800-644-1371. That's 1-800-644-1371. 1-800-644-1371.
On September 11, 2001, the New World Order hijacked our government and began the process of trying to destroy the United States of America. If we, the American citizens, do not intervene immediately, they will succeed. It is time we stand together now and make our voice heard. At righttoredress.com, we have the solution. We write congressional letters for you and organize powerful campaigns that will get results and hold Congress responsible to the voters and laws of this country. Get our weekly newsletter and join thousands of other patriotic citizens in a collective demand for a new 9/11 investigation, a stop to the North American Union and the collapse of our economy. For less than 5 cents a day, we will provide you with all the tools you need to use your First Amendment rights in a proven and effective way. We need every concerned U.S. citizen to join us and be heard in Washington now. We can take back our government if we all work together. Join us at www.righttoredress.com. That's righttoredress.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. This is your show. Bring up what you want. Toll-free 800-259-9231. It is the live Saturday edition. SACL CAI toll-free line 800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you. And Mark. And you can join us on our website, freetalklive.com. The features there are for free, so enjoy those on us, including the bulletin board system where you can get interactive with us and our listeners. Over 300,000 posts await you. Go to bbs.freetalklive.com to see what it's all about. That's bbs.freetalklive.com. And the Free State Project's Porcupine Freedom Festival is better known as Porkfest. It's June 9th through the 15th at Porkfest. You'll be able to see firsthand why New Hampshire is one of the country's best places to live, as well as meet hundreds of individuals who, just like you, cherish liberty and are living the goal of liberty in our lifetime. To learn more, go to porkfest.com. Discover new freedoms, new communities, and new beginnings. That's PORCFEST.com.
And we're going, too. It's going to be a lot of fun.
That's right. I think we might be there for a couple extra days, too. We'll announce that for sure, probably within the next few weeks.
Oh, it's sure.
It's darn sure. 800-259-9231. Still to come here, the Amish story. In fact, we go to Don in Pennsylvania, with who may have actually comments on this, even though we haven't talked about it. Don, hello. Don,
hey, guys, I was waiting on you to bring that up.
Well, here we are. Did you know what we were? I mean, are you familiar with the story?
No, I just heard of you, you know, speaking of it. And yes, even my own father goes and hauls the Amish around up here where I live. But what they're getting at is it's more like a taxi service and should be regulated and all that, as it's a commercial vehicle.
Hmm. Yep, the story here is from Luthersburg, the website GoErie.com, the Erie Times News. The State Public Utility Commission is cracking down on operators of Amish taxis who regularly serve as drivers for members of the religious group but are not certified to carry passengers. The PUC this fall began targeting the unlicensed taxis, or jitneys, serving more than 350 Amish families in Clearfield, Indiana, and Jefferson counties. Amish religious beliefs do not permit driving motor vehicles. The commission is responding to complaints, including some from drivers who paid to become state certified to carry passengers, PUC bureaucrat told
the
Pittsburgh.
Yeah, so there's no problems. It's really just about the people who paid to get a license.
Right, the suckers that bowed down to the state and groveled. And begged for permission in order to be a licensed
why
driver.
Why in the world does a guy need a license to drive a cab?
Why, Don?
Because it's commercial.
Right.
Making money for profit or hire.
Yeah, because they can.
No. It's not because they can. It's because they are getting paid to do it.
So?
That means it's a commercial enterprise.
That doesn't mean anything to me. People should be able to do whatever they want for commercial reasons without asking the government's permission. I mean,
I know, but the Constitution says that. Also,
No. The Constitution doesn't have anything. Doesn't say anything about taxing a man on his labor.
No. It says all drivers, and it says a driver is to be licensed.
What Constitution?
The state Constitution?
No, the U.S. Constitution.
No, the state Constitution doesn't talk about licensing.
No, the state doesn't have nothing to do with it. They're trying to override the U.S. Constitution, which that ain't going to fly around here, anyways. But
I'm pretty sure the U.S. Constitution, they didn't have cars back then when the U.S. Constitution was written. I'm not sure.
They certainly didn't license
people. No, but they did have horse and buggies, and people was carrying their beer around, and they were getting billed for it.
Well, yes, you're talking about the Whiskey Rebellion, and they certainly did tax people on, but that was basically on the amount of production as opposed to their labor.
But what they're getting at is it's not the booze, it's not the tax on the booze or the tobacco. It's someone's actually getting paid to move it.
Yeah, and it's wrong to tax a man on his labor, as far as I'm concerned. If they can tax me on my labor, then they own me. I'm essentially their slave. Because, you know, they take out loans in the future based on how much I'm going to pay them, or, you know, the American citizens. I mean, if you can take a portion of what a man makes, you're essentially his master, you know?
Well, you know, I'm just telling you, this is where it's coming from, but...
So you're not defending it then?
No.
Pardon?
You're not defending this behavior then?
Oh, no. It ain't going to fly around here anyways.
What's not going to fly?
As far as the state trying to crack down and do all this other stuff. You know, because they have to ask the Amish, hey, did you pay that man? They're all going to say, nope. End of that discussion.
Interesting point. Don, thanks for the call.
Are the Amish allowed to lie about that?
I don't know. They probably would to help save their friends, don't you think? If their friends are facing, let's see, there's a fine here. We're going to get to that in a moment. But the commission is, again, responding to complaints from licensed taxi cab drivers. They say it's different than something occasional, like taking a neighbor to the grocery store. We're targeting routine trips where people who are certified and are following the rules are saying, wait a minute here, I'm a sucker, and I paid $5,000 a year to have the privilege to do this. State certification for drivers carry passengers cost it's only $350 a year, but still, why should you have to pay that? Who are these people anyway?
Oh, they are our masters.
They're a gang. That's right. They're a violent gang that is going to threaten you with possible jail time or worse if you decide you don't want to play by their rules. Anyway, vehicles must also be certified either as metered taxis or as a paratransit vehicle. Commercial insurance fees vary for paratransit vehicles, but can cost up to $6,000 annually. Six people have obtained the required certificates from the bureaucrats' Altoona office, which blah, blah, blah. Since the enforcement campaign, another 13 people have applied for them. They've issued 95 warning letters and are considering fining scofflaws up to $1,000, according to Bonnie Husnick, who I guess is one of the drivers. Yeah, she says the state's actions are extortion. She says she started driving the Amish.
That's exactly what they are. It's protection money.
Yep. She says she started driving the Amish about 5 years ago after meeting some Amish women shopping in Dubois who needed a ride to their farm 5 miles away. Now, Husnick drives the Amish to weddings, funerals, and other events that are too far or too dangerous for horse-drawn buggies to make on congested highways. She says, I go wherever they want me to go. They call me or they knock on my door. And that's as simple as it should be. Someone needs a ride, you give it to them. If they want to pay you, then you get paid. You shouldn't have to go and beg bureaucrats for permission to do business.
Yeah, I don't see why you would.
Not only in this field, but in any field. You should not have to beg bureaucrats for permission to do business in a so-called free country.
Yeah, and this is, you know, they can't even use things like, you know, people's safety in this particular arena. I mean, you're just talking about driving people around. I can put seven people in my van and drive them around if I want to, but the moment that a little bit of money changes hands, then suddenly you need a license to do this. That doesn't make any sense. Now, I can kind of see why people want their doctors and want their dentists and that kind of thing to be licensed. I can see the fear there. I think it's silly, and they haven't thought it all the way through. But
right. We can, again, this goes back to last hour.
What in the world do you need to certify a cab for?
Well, again, it goes back to last hour. Even without government licensing, we could still have certification. You could still have doctors that are certified by third-party organizations. So it's not necessary to have government around to set these standards and to extract money from people. It's just the government extracting money from these businesses just raises costs.
Mm-hmm.
If you've got to pay X amount of dollars in order to do business, you've got to charge X plus whatever you want to make in profit, X plus your overhead plus, you know, whatever you want to profit from.
And if you think that third-party certification would raise prices just like government licensing raises prices, it would. But
not as much.
It wouldn't as much, and you would get to make choices. You could say, well, I'd like to go to the uncertified taco stand rather than going to the certified Mexican restaurant.
And I, as a consumer, should be free to make that choice.
Absolutely.
1-800-259-9231. Dave and Fred on the line. Your calls as well about whatever you want to talk about. Ladies come first if you make the call. 800-259-9231. The Sickle CAI toll-free line. You can take control and bring up anything. That's why we call it Free Talk Live.
We all know that the Berkey water systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. The revolutionary Berkey Light self-sterilizing and recleanable purification elements purify water by removing pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels, and by extracting harmful chemicals such as herbicides, pesticides, VOCs, organic solvents, radon-222, and trihalomethanes. They also reduce nitrates, nitrites, sediment, and unhealthy minerals such as lead and mercury. As an authorized dealer for over 2.5 years, serving thousands of satisfied customers, we offer amazing specials for Berkey Light water systems. Order the Berkey Light system today, complete with 2 black Berkey filter elements and free KDF shower filter for only $209, plus free shipping. That's right, free shipping and 1 KDF shower filter, a $49 value free for a limited time. Just call Jeff at 562-544-0507 now to order. That's 562-544-0507. Or simply click on the banner at GCNLive.com to order online now. Not yet available in Iowa.
Gasoline prices are out of control. Are you tired of giving your hard-earned dollars to the major oil companies? Did you know that the oil companies have developed special products to increase mileage in their own vehicles? Very few consumers even know such products exist. SFR has obtained this technology that is backed by testing that the major oil companies have run, yet they don't want you to know about them. This product is made right here in the United States and is not a typical gas treatment found at your local store. SFR lasts up to 6 months. SFR works so well that it even improves mileage on new cars. SFR recently ran this ad, and the response from all over the United States was so strong that they are allowing my listeners to buy one at their regular price of $9.95 and get another one free of charge. If you are not completely delighted with the savings, SFR will refund the purchase price and shipping. Share in the oil company's secret and get SFR now. Call 888-USE-SFR1. That's 888-USE-SFR1 today.
Are political uncertainties and a world spinning out of control keeping you from getting the restful sleep your body desperately needs? Researchers now know that insufficient sleep can lead to dangerous health problems, including immune system impairment. But before you reach for addictive pills, listen to this exciting news about a breakthrough in safe and restful sleep. A new product that generates deep sleep is now available and is remarkably simple to use. Just pop the sleep generator in your CD player and hit play. That's it. The new program uses sleep-inducing sounds called binaural beats. These scientifically engineered audio frequencies interact with the human brain in such a way that it almost forces quick, safe, and non-addictive sleep. It's just that simple. Created in a special sound lab in Lima, Peru, it seems to generate restful sleep when nothing else will. So if you're really having trouble falling asleep, go to highspeedsleep.com or call 877-327-0365. Remember, for deep, restful sleep, it's highspeedsleep.com. That's highspeedsleep.com.
America needs Ron Paul. There are numerous ways to show your support for him and a better America. We know that many people would like to show their support, but want to do it on a larger scale. That's why we have created RonPaulFlags.com. RonPaulFlags.com produces some of the most beautiful flags dedicated to electing the only man fit to be president of our ailing country. Standard flags are 3 feet by 5 feet, and custom flags can be as large as 30 feet by 50 feet. Our most popular flags are Ron Paul, President in 08, and Ron Paul Revolution. These flags work perfectly mounted on homes, RVs, at barbecues, outdoor rallies, picnics, NASCAR races, and meetup groups. Flags start at $43.07, and if you purchase two or more, you will receive a 16% discount. Go to RonPaulFlags.com or call 731-664-1526. That's 731-664-1526. Stand up for what you believe and stand out from the crowd. Go to RonPaulFlags.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
Saturday edition of Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Izzy in here with you. And Mark, you can join us online at freetalklive.com. The features there we give away, so enjoy those on us. Again, that is freetalklive.com, and those features include the Shrine of Female Listeners, the dozens of ladies who've taken the time to send us their validated photo to prove they listen to the show. Head over to shrine.freetalklive.com to see what it's all about. That's shrine.freetalklive.com.
And you can get movies, lingerie, or marital aids at adameve.com. They have a special offer for you. Go to adameve.com/talk, and you can get 50% off of one item. Plus, with your order of $17 or more, they'll throw in a free gift. That's 50% off at adameve.com/talk.
1-800-259-9231. Continuing with your phone calls, let's talk to Dave in Montana, listening on KGEZ. Hey, Dave.
Hey, do you really think that you could make money without being extorted out of some of it somehow, some way?
Well, I'd like to think that that was true.
No way, man. That's the way of the world, man. It's always been that way. It always has been. And it's always the guy carrying the biggest sword around that could do all of that. See, you got to get a big sword.
Before it was swords, it was a big stick.
Yeah, well, it seems like whenever money is changing hands, the government always wants to get a piece. They hate it when people do business.
And the tobacco, the ultimate goal on the tobacco is to make it illegal, and you'll be paying $100 a quarter ounce of tobacco.
I don't know if they're going to make it illegal, because I think the government...
They want to make money off of the underground. See, the government supplies all the drugs. They're the ones that allow it to get grown in over there in Afghanistan, over there in Colombia, and all that. And the CIA planes crash with 5 tons once in a while.
But wait a minute, Dave. Why go through all the baby steps of the licensing and the regulation and the price increases?
They got to show the public that they're trying. You know, they got to most people buy into it. You know, we need these things to
protect. That's a good point. You're saying if they show the public that, look, we tried to tax, we tried to regulate, we tried to make these license cards that Ziggy called in about earlier.
Smoking it, so we're going to have to make it illegal, and then the king's brother is going to own half of South America, and that's where they're going to be growing the tobacco. And then all of a sudden you'll be able to buy tobacco for 200 an ounce on the underground, because that's where they really make all their money. That's where all the money's made to do all their dirty work, covert bullshit.
Oh, we can't let you get away with that, Dave, but thank you for the call. 800-259-9231. Always a good call, though, from Dave, 99% of the time.
Yeah, sometimes people get frustrated with what's going on.
It is frustrating. Mm-hmm. I totally understand. And I think he's onto something there. That if they show, after all these years of increased taxes and increased regulation when it comes to cigarettes, that, you know what, people are still smoking. We're just going to have to ban them. They might just do that. Though, I think they're going to really love, I think the government people are going to really find that they love the idea of having people, forcing them to have identification cards for smoking cigarettes, because that's a whole new level of control.
Yeah, they do love their little databases full of people's names.
And, again, if they can demand it, if a cop spots you in the street smoking a cigarette and he has the ability to demand your identification card, that is an incredible infringement upon our liberties.
Yeah. I mean, can you imagine the Founding Fathers saying that was okay? I mean, it just doesn't make any sense at all. You know, and the way they're going to pass by these obesity laws and the smoking laws and things like that is with the socialized medicine that one of the two Democrats that's running right now and likely will be our president, you know, they're going to pass this off. And then we all have to pay for your smoking, and we all have to pay for your overeating. If you go to McDonald's and have too many Big Macs in a week, well, it costs us all.
Right. The McDonald's employees, and then they're going to make it so the employees have to check the ID cards, just like they do for people trying to buy cigarettes and trying to buy alcohol. You're going to have your fat ID card.
You're going to be rationed.
Your fat food ID card to where if you have the card, you can purchase the hamburgers. If you don't have the card, you're SOL. You have to buy a salad.
There's a Time article. Actually, I have it up here as some of my show prep. But there's a Time article that talks about how obesity is actually obese people are actually cheaper to treat in the socialized system than healthy people. Healthy people live too long, and therefore they use more money. Obese people, well, they die sooner.
Interesting observation. 1-800-259-9231. We continue with your calls. It's Fred in Illinois. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Hello, Fred.
Fred just dropped.
Fred's gone. Let's go to Frederick in Sweden. Frederick, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yay. Hello.
Hey, what's on your mind?
Yes. I want to talk about how we're going to communicate in about 10 years.
Okay, do tell.
Yeah, I'm confident that just about all communication will be IP-based within 10 years.
That's Internet Protocol.
Sorry?
It's Internet Protocol.
Yes, and since everything will be digital, I mean, you must have noticed it there in the U.S. too, mobile communication has become almost free. I mean, I know my mobile account that I have here with my mobile phone in Sweden, it's very cheap.
It's not almost free. I mean, if you go over your minutes each month, they pretty much jack you on most plans.
Because they can.
But it has been getting better year after year.
It's cheaper and cheaper every year.
Year after year, yeah. Not only does it get cheaper, but it also gets packed full of more features. I just got a new phone the other day because my contract was coming up. I renewed, and they gave me a free phone. And now the freebie phone has a camera in it. 2 years ago, freebie phones didn't have cameras in them. They just continue to just pack in. I mean, next 2 years from now, it'll be a video camera for free. So, and the service is all over the place. You're absolutely right. You get more minutes per dollar than you ever have in the past. So,
exactly.
It's awesome.
Exactly. And what will happen eventually is that we will go from GSM network to 3G or something similar that is... we will eventually come to a point, I think, within 5 to 10 years, where all the mobile networks will be IP-based. And since all of the communication will be digital, there won't be a problem to send arbitrary traffic through the network.
To send what traffic?
Since we won't have analog GSM mobile traffic, we will have voice over IP instead, since everything will be IP-based.
Well, you know, they're actually doing that here. I don't know about Sweden, but they're doing a company, T-Mobile, here in the United States does have, you can use your mobile phone to either switch between regular cell towers or
voice lines. Oh, yeah, that's so cool. And when you're on VoIP, it's all completely free, right? When you're
But the best part is that when the traffic is digital end to end, I mean, from my phone to my friend's phone, that means that I can install encryption software on my phone, and I can verify the identity of the person I'm calling. And that means that no one, not even the government, will be able to listen in on any calls at all.
Hmm.
That would be so great. I'm very happy about that.
How about the in-ear, the headphones that actually vibrate your bones to where it's not actually a speaker that you put in your ear, but it somehow actually vibrates the inside of your head to where you can hear it and no one else can? How about that one?
Yeah, that's very cool.
I love that stuff. Technology is just so neat. Thanks for the call tonight, Frederick. 800-259-9231.
We need the government to regulate vibrating bone headsets. People could be hurt.
Let's continue with your calls. Jeremy in Montana, listening on KGEZ. Hello. Jeremy.
Hey, guys.
Hey, what's on your mind?
Hey, guys. Hey, how come those dudes always sound the same from overseas?
That's what the accent sounds like.
Nice.
Hey, anyway, I was...
And they're all named Frederick, by the way.
Yeah, it's amazing, isn't it?
No, I'm kidding. But a number of them are. Go ahead.
I was thinking about... I had the cops in my face like twice tonight. Well, once I was barbecuing and listening to some new speakers I had just purchased.
Barbecue police.
I was just testing them out, and all of a sudden... This cop asked me for my ID and wants to know my name and everything. He came over, and it's just unbelievable.
Son, do you have a permit for that barbecue? Thanks for the call, Jeremy. 800-259-9231. You can take control of the airwaves. You think it won't get to that point? Probably already is at that point in some places. It's Free Talk Live. Formaldehyde, boric acid, styrene, butadiene, TDI. These are just some of the chemicals used to make conventional mattresses. Is this what you want to be breathing every night? Scientists worry about these chemicals' effects on the developing brains of children, but they're not good for anybody, especially people with allergies. Latex mattresses made by SavvyRest are made of natural latex rubber with no off-gassing chemicals, and dust mites can't live in them. Go to SavvyRest.com and buy a latex mattress today. SavvyRest.com for the sleep you've been dreaming of.
Carrying around extra pounds is hard on your body and your emotions. Do you want to take some weight off? Diets are a dime a dozen, and they all work a little bit, but they require people to change their lives and forego the foods they love. I've been introduced by a doctor to a product that can cause you to lose up to 25 pounds in just 9 days without requiring you to permanently change your diet. Go to FTLDiscount.com, read some real testimonials, and find out how to order. FTLDiscount.com. It doesn't matter if you have a little to lose or a whole lot. FTLDiscount.com.
Are political uncertainties and a world spinning out of control keeping you from getting the restful sleep your body desperately needs? Researchers now know that insufficient sleep can lead to dangerous health problems, including immune system and impairment. But before you reach for addictive pills, listen to this exciting news about a breakthrough in safe and restful sleep. A new product that generates deep sleep is now available and is remarkably simple to use. Just pop the sleep generator in your CD player and hit play. That's it. The new program uses sleep-inducing sounds called binaural beats. These scientifically engineered audio frequencies interact with the human brain in such a way that it almost forces quick, safe, and non-addictive sleep. It's just that simple. Created in a special sound lab in Lima, Peru, it seems to generate restful sleep when nothing else will. So if you're really having trouble falling asleep, go to HighSpeedSleep.com or call 877-327-0365. Remember, for deep, restful sleep, it's HighSpeedSleep.com. That's HighSpeedSleep.com.
People who use Cartabite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartabite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartabite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartabite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at www.cartabite.com. heartdrop.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
We all know that Berkey Water Systems are the only trusted name in water filtration available on the market. The revolutionary Berkey Light self-sterilizing and recleanable purification elements purify water by removing pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels, and by extracting harmful chemicals such as herbicides, pesticides, organic solvents, and radon-222. They also reduce nitrates, nitrite, sediment, and unhealthy minerals such as lead and mercury. As an authorized dealer for over 2.5 years serving thousands of satisfied customers, we offer the best deal in the world on the web for Berkey Light Water Systems. Order the Berkey Light System today and we'll include 2 black Berkey elements and 3 sport Berkey water bottles for only $209 with free shipping. That's right, free shipping and the 3 sport Berkey water bottles, a $90 value free for a limited time. Just call Jeff at 562-544-0507 now to order. That's Jeff at 562-544-0507 or click on the banner at GCNLive.com to order online now.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's a Saturday edition of the show. You can take control of the airwaves toll-free, even in these remaining moments, 800-259-9231. We'll do our best to sneak your call in here before the weekend. Before the week ends, it is Ian here with you.
And Mark.
Well, you can also join us online at freetalklive.com. The features on our site we give away, so enjoy those on us. They're all for free. freetalklive.com. Now, if you like the show and want to help support Free Talk Live, what can you do, Mark?
Well, you can amplify the program.
How do you do that?
Well, is all you have to do is go to amp.freetalklive.com, and well, you, all kinds of methods you can go about. We have PayPal. You can use a credit card. You can send in a money order. Lots of different things. And
now,
help us to advertise, market, and promote Free Talk Live.
Right. The purpose of the program is that we know you're going to enjoy all of our website features for free. So if you like that, then voluntarily send us $3 a month. We take that money in. And we reinvest it into the show and get more radio stations on board with Free Talk Live, thereby spreading the message of freedom and liberty as far and as wide as possible. You get perks, too, like the access to the AmpOnly call-in line, AmpOnly chat room, which is hopping tonight, by the way, and the AmpOnly forum. Get all the details at amp.freetalklive.com. As we go to your phone calls, Randy in Texas, you're on Free Talk Live. Randy, Texas, going once. Randy in Texas. Going twice.
You should be there.
Hello, Randy.
Randy.
Randy?
How are you doing?
Good. Well, what's on your mind?
Doing real good. Let me tell you up front, I'm a 68-year-old, ignorant old white man.
Okay.
So I don't know anything, okay?
All right.
But what all this like licenses to haul them poor people around here and there and all this kind of stuff. This is all to let you know that you're being controlled. It's all incrementally figured out, just like this FISA thing that the Congress is working on right now, and Bloodbath Bush is all up in the air about. England, Germany, France, the United States, all record all of our messaging, okay? So America does not need to spy on Americans. England would be happy to furnish that to us. Germany would be happy to furnish that to us. We would be happy to furnish that to Germany or to England.
So you're saying they're going to outsource. You're saying the American government will outsource the spying.
That we are losing our rights little bit by little bit by little bit, and that's the whole purpose. This country is headed for the bottom. We're competing with 30 cents an hour Chinese slave labor. Bloodbath Bush, Bill Clinton, these people are all a syndicated criminal cabal.
There's no doubt about that. Thank you for the call tonight, 800-259-9231.
I don't know if they're syndicated and if they're in cahoots with each other, but I do know that politicians want very, very much to put their hands as deeply in your pockets as possible.
Well, the two names he mentioned are definitely in cahoots. Bill Clinton and George Bush, they're seen together.
That much is true.
I mean, they hang out. So there's no difference between the Republicans and Democrats. They all just want to screw you. 1-800-259-9231. Let's talk to Fred in Illinois. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Fred. Fred, Illinois, going once. Fred, I hear you. Hello. Hello, Fred. Thought I heard him. Maybe not. Let's continue. Let's go to Justin in Ontario. Justin, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello there.
Hi, how you guys doing tonight?
Super. What's on your mind?
Mark and Ian?
Yes, sir.
Yes. I'd just like to know, you guys are libertarians, right?
You could accuse me of that, sure.
Certainly, libertarians promote liberty, freedom.
Yes.
I want to know, you know, about this whole free state project of New Hampshire. You know, why you would back something like that, but yet discredit the New World Order.
Wow, that's an interesting question. Mark, you want to try to field that one?
You know, I don't think that one can prove the New World Order conclusively. And, and of course, that's sort of the nature of some of the claims, is that it's, you know, it's a dark secret cabal. But at the same time, I don't think that... I think that the public just doesn't care when conspiracies are brought forth and they're made clear, like, you know, the guy on his deathbed said that somehow the mob or something was, I can't remember even what it was, the CIA involved in JFK's killing.
The mafia,
fine, whatever it is. I can't even remember.
Right.
And that's how little I care and how little the public cares.
Okay.
So let me answer your question before you go on, though. Before you go on, let me answer the question here. The issue is that your question was, why do we support the Free State Project but not the concept of the New World Order?
Or the North American Union.
Well, we've talked about the North American Union, and it seems to have some legitimacy. We've pointed that out, and we've discussed that extensively on the program, so you're wrong about that one. But the New World Order claims are completely irrelevant to what I find important in life. And what I find important in life is standing up for liberty, talking about freedom, helping other people understand what liberty and freedom are really all about, exposing the government for the criminal gang that it is, and talking about to people what liberty is about, and that is the ability to live your life how you want, so long as you don't harm anybody else. And, you know, bringing up this New World Order concept is totally irrelevant to my mission in life, whereas the Free State Project, still answering your question, whereas the Free State Project is absolutely directly in line with my mission in life, and that is to free myself and my friends my family, I don't really care if they get free, but to free the people around me as much as possible. And to that end, the Free State Project is a brilliant addition to the Liberty repertoire, while the New World Order is nothing more than conspiracy.
Well, I think it's a little bit more than conspiracy. I mean, the Texan gentleman that was on right before myself, I think he had some really good views there as well. It's just, you know.
Yeah.
But he didn't bring up the term New World Order. He didn't, you know, while he was pointing out there's corruption, while he was pointing out that there were, you know, the Republicans and Democrats work together, and that there are certainly sickos in search of power over all of us, and they're taking away our freedoms, he was absolutely right about all that stuff. But to label it with a simplistic catchphrase is absolutely ludicrous. It oversimplifies the situation. To say that there's a New World Order suggests that there's some sort of organization between all of these powerful people around the world, and that's absolutely absurd. Obviously, people who are in search of power are at some level in competition with one another for it. They're not just all going to sit back and say, okay, you can just take all the power, that's fine, because we're all in this New World Order together. No, they all want power, and they're willing to fight over it. So it's oversimplification, and that to me is kind of a dumbing down of the situation. The real deal is that you have people all around the world calling themselves government who love to wield power over others, and they, whoever they are, need to be stopped. I don't care who they are, in what country they exist, what clubs they hang out in. It's all irrelevant to me. What's relevant is fighting people who want to wield power over others. And thank you for the call tonight. 800-259-9231. Speaking of power, Mark, you have a story about a particular power monger and a poor little puppy dog.
I do. You know, it seems that... Well, cops like to shoot dogs.
At least in America, they do.
When they feel threatened or whatever, they shoot dogs. You know, they come into a house, and it seemed to me that they should have warrants and all this other stuff. But you know, these SWAT teams, the first thing they do if there's a dog in the house is smoke it.
Well, sometimes they don't even go into the house. I remember a story of a cop that was walking through the yard to get to another house,
mm-hmm.
and he didn't like the way a dog looked at him, so he shot him. But what's this story about?
Well, it's from Sanford, Florida. A man has filed suit against the city of Winter Springs, accusing two of its police officers of mistaking his home for someone else's.
Oh, boy.
Hauling him outdoors without clothes and shooting dead his Rottweiler.
Oh.
The suit, filed Thursday, seeks unspecified damages. William A. Riggin alleges he was in the shower when officers stormed into his house on May the 14th, 2006. They thought there were three houses down, responding to a home where an alarm had sounded. Burglar breaking in, taking a shower? if they were responding to an alarm, why would they shoot the homeowner's dog?
It's an excellent question.
I mean, oh, you don't think the burglar brought the Rottweiler, do you?
They were scared, Mark.
They just like to shoot dogs.
Yeah, there's something about it. I don't get it.
You know, when you give a guy a hammer and everything's a nail, you give a guy a gun and tell him he can't use it, well, that's a terrible thing to do to a man. You know, you go out there, you practice every day, you shoot things, you know, you shoot the little paper targets, you practice every week or whatever you do, and then you never get to shoot anything living, anything pumping blood.
Well, you know, Mark, we know that the people that are attracted to jobs like this, again, positions of power, attract people in search of it, and so typically the people that are attracted to power tend to be sadists, they tend to be sickos, and so it would make sense that somebody who, for instance, when they were growing up, would have tortured animals, ripping the legs off of frogs or beating the neighbor's cats or dogs, would grow up to become a police officer so they can, you know, hurt people and also kill dogs.
And just bust into your house. The police said the officers walked through an unlocked glass door. Just walk in a door. Not open, unlocked. And when the 130-pound dog, a 3-year-old Rottweiler named Dirk, lunged at one of the officers, he shot it. Now look, the guy walked into it, just opened up the damn house. Opened the door and came right in. Like, he owns the place.
The dog was just doing its job, but hey, so were they, Mark. We're done. See you tomorrow, or actually Monday night online. In the meantime, freetalklive.com. Have a great weekend.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supply, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, a great deal, delivery to your door, and a percentage of your purchase will go to Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon through Amazon.freetalklive.com.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.